Welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings podcast with Ken Smyers and Eric Stromquist. Control Talk Now, your source for control news you can use. And now, here is Eric.
Welcome to Control Talk Now, your smart buildings podcast and now videocast again. This is the week ending January 11th, 2015. I am Eric Stromquist, and due to popular demand from the Control Trends audience that is missing the handsome face of the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, Kenny Smyers from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we are bringing the podcast back. Kenny, welcome to the show, big dog.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's good to be back. It's good to see you. Good to see you on screen again. I know it's a lot of work. People can't imagine how much time and energy you put into that. So thank you.
And you're welcome, man.
Makes for a better show, right?
It does, man. I tell you what, it's a good time of year to get this thing back up and going again because, as you know, it is cold as the dickens out there, and that's no exception in Atlanta. It's freezing, so I've been all weekend, Kenny, frustrated, throwing video cameras around, trying to get this set up. So if you guys will bear with us, we're going to keep the podcast going. But we're going to add the video cast back as well, so people have options. We've got a lot of people around the world who really love the podcast because they can just download it, listen to it while they're riding around during the week. But oddly enough, we have a lot, well, maybe not so much oddly enough, we have a lot of people that really like the video cast. So we're going to try and not only do the video cast again, Kenny, we're going to try and take it to a whole new level where we can do some fancy stuff with the video cast. So we're going to get this better. We're going to perfect it. So just bear with us a little bit as we get this thing working.
Well, speaking of cold, Eric, I just had to do some research here. The coldest place in America is International Falls, has over 60 days of sub-zero weather, and has the heaviest snowfall. And we know somebody from International Falls, Laura Cavett. And the coldest temperature ever recorded thus far is minus 126 degrees Fahrenheit. That's in a little town up there in Russia with 800 people, about 1,000 miles shy of the Arctic Circle. But if you think it's bad, it's good to know it's worse somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, Laura Cavett, talking about Laura, she's up for the Best Technical Support Award, right, this year again. And Laura is just a fantastic individual. We did an interview with her a couple weeks back on Control Trends. I tell you, Kenny, you know, you deal with her a lot. I know our tech people deal with her a lot. She is world-class, as are all of the finalists in the best technical support category. So that's going to be a really tough choice, Kenny. The voting ends January 15th, so you got a little bit more time to vote. Four more days before the ballots close down. So I encourage you, if you haven't voted yet, it's easy. Just reach out on Control Trends. You'll see the ballot. The link to the ballot is right on the right side of the Control Trends homepage. And from there, you can just click. You can vote. You can also forward that ballot on to your network, and we encourage you to do that. And Kenny, speaking of that, a lot of people.
Well, slight correction, Eric. Laura is actually for the PID award.
The PID, passion, integrity, and dedication. Kind of the same thing. Yeah, Laura is so deserving of that too. Right. If you know Laura, she's very, very passionate and rocks and rolls with that. So Kenny, let's give him a quick update. A lot of people are asking where and when the awards are. So we've been posting that some on the website, but let's break it down. Tell me a little bit about our venue, the time, and the date, and let's rock and roll with that a little bit. What do you say?
Certainly, Eric. It's going to be at the Hyatt Prairie Ballroom, which is contiguously located from the AHR show, the main floor, short 8-minute walk across the skylines into the Prairie Ballroom. It's going to be Monday night, January 26th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And don't be late, because we're going to start as soon as we can, because it's a great show. We got a whole lot packed into 2 hours, and we're sure that after a great time at the Control Trends Awards, people have other important events planned, because it's the AHR show and there's a lot going on.
Well, there is, Kenny. There is, for sure. And it looks like the show is going to be sold out. Our sponsors, especially our platinum sponsors, should have some tickets. Once we get a head count on that, Kenny, we might be releasing some standing room only tickets, because I think the place is going to be packed. Definitely, you know, stay tuned for that. We'll let you guys know about that. If you're standing, the show's not that long, you'll still get a chance to have some cocktails, some hors d'oeuvres, be part of the great celebration of the greats in our industry. So good stuff there, Kenny. And January 26th, the Hyatt Prairie Ballroom is going to be the place to be between 6 and 8. Come get interviewed on the red carpet. And everybody wants to know, what do the models look like this year? Well, you'll just have to wait and see. Right, Kenny?
I know, Eric. But it's going to be a great show, and it's we're really happy it's all coming together. It's going to be an event.
It's going to be fantastic. And speaking of sponsors, we couldn't do this without our sponsors, Kenny. Blue Ridge Technologies just came on as a sponsor. Just want to thank those folks. They do a fantastic lighting system. We did a post on it last week, which we'll talk about. Sponsorships, basically, if you're interested at all, you need to get with us first thing Monday morning. And let us know. We had some people that were sort of on the bubble because the logos, the programs are going to the printers. The step and repeats getting printed. So you definitely need to get involved if you want to. Monday morning is the deadline. Reach out to either me or Kenny, but you got to do it Monday morning to get it rolling. But Kenny, talk about our sponsors this week, if you would.
I'd love to, Eric. Our two platinum sponsors for the week are Delta and Neptronic. Delta Controls does it right. Thank you to Una DeBoer. Una's the marketing director for Delta, and she really put us right. Delta's nominated now for so many awards. It's just exciting to see how quickly they became part of the Control Trends community. In particular, Brian Goodchild is Executive of the Year nominated. And, Delta just, they're a large independent manufacturer of building automation systems with more than 300 installers in over 80 countries. And for more than three decades, Delta Controls has offered dependable, user-friendly building control solutions to commercial, healthcare, education, and leisure buildings. As an industry leader, our track record includes delivering the world's first fully integrated native BACnet building solution encompassing HVAC lighting and access control. So well done, Delta, and on to Neptronic. Neptronic has also quite a history. I mean, we found out about these guys on the visit. We went up there, was it June, Eric?
I think it was, Kenny. It was a great trip up there.
So this is our Canadian sponsors. You've got Delta is a Canadian firm, so is Neptronic. But Neptronic was founded in 1976, and they have a rich history of HVAC industry first, beginning with the early adoption and advancement of the direct coupled actuator conversion in North America. They also were the leaders with innovation in the introduction of the ball valve and the capacitance fail-safe feature in 1996 patent. And they won the coveted 2014 AHR Expo Innovation Award for the SKD humidifier. So Neptronic is also a private corporation that designs, manufactures, and distributes products in the HVAC industry. And they include intelligent controllers, electronic actuators, actuated valves, humidifiers, and electric heaters. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Another thing that they do really, really well, Kenny, is they are very hospitable. They talk about Southern hospitality, but I got to tell you, after visiting Neptronics and Luis and Baggio and the rest of the team up there, do they know how to show their customers great hospitality. We had great food up there, had a great time. It's a great group of people at Neptronics. So, again, thanks.
Beautiful city,
guys.
Too. Yeah.
The whole city's just, it rocks and rolls. So, it's good stuff there. All right, Kenny, big week this week. So, let's hop to it. What do we have up first?
All right, Eric. The first post was a smartgrid.gov post. 39 utilities share smart grid deployment results at a DOE EPRI conference. Well, this was actually held later in 2014, October 27th through the 29th in Charlotte, North Carolina, but it took this long for them to get the information under book form, and now it's all available through the internet, the smart grid experience, applying results. But this smart grid thing now is just, it's really unfolded. It's so important. We're doing, making great strides as a country, and it's all due to the work that these guys at smartgrid.gov. But we got a great post with a lot of the hot buttons that take you down to the smart grid investment grant program and smart grid demonstration program. So it's still time. There's still time to get involved as an entrepreneur, as a company, to get smart grid products in your areas and help people get into the smart grid or get on the smart grid. So we have a lot of products, and so does Stromquist, that from the electric the smart meters to the software programs that are available through Connex and through Link Springs, one of their subsidiaries. So it's just a growing program, and we'll have another reference to it with a Jim Sinopoli post.
Well, Kenny, my question for you is with gas prices being what they are, it's interesting. I've talked to several people Man, there seems like there's a game within a game going on there. And my question is, do you think that maybe they're trying to derail the energy savings and you know, all the energy savings initiatives we have here, all the drilling we're doing for oil and different alternative energy sources? Do you think this is maybe a master plan somehow by the oil producing countries to maybe take us out, to derail us? I mean, you know, you figure if it's costing you 10 barrels to produce a barrel of oil, okay, and you've been selling it for $200 or $300 a barrel, now you have to sell it for $40 or $50 a barrel, you're still making a whole lot of money, right? So just a thought. What do you think? You think that might be some sort of a master plan to derail all this great energy saving stuff that we've been doing?
I would say that there's some there's obviously some strategic movement going on within the different energy providers, and my concern is with the utilities themselves. I mean, they're owned by people that expect profits. So as energy gets more efficient and actually costs less, these people aren't getting the profits that they were supposed to get from their investments. So you're going to have the government's going to have to help weed out the good and the bad there, because I think that we should be willing to provide a certain amount of money for our energy and an efficient, smart grid. But I think, like you said, there's things going on behind the curtain that we're not privy to. We have no idea. So we're basically watching things become theoretically less expensive, but we're not seeing that happen. We're not seeing any less cost in our bills, So we're becoming more energy. Energy is less expensive. We have more options with the fracking, whatever, and we're becoming less dependent on foreign oil. And we're becoming more efficient with our provide a generation of electricity. But has your bills gone down? Mine haven't.
No, they haven't. They haven't. I think when it comes to things like that, I just don't think that ever happened. So somebody's making some money and somebody's saving some money, but hopefully it'll pass on to us. But although at the gas pump, I think we've seen, gasoline prices go down for autos. So it's got to be good for the auto industry, I would think, Kenny.
Well, it doesn't matter to you because you have an electric car now. See, so the whole thing is just kind of, it escapes.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, we talked about, for those who might not know, I got a Tesla here about a month ago. And it is just an awesome, awesome car. And of course, there's this huge structure of electric charging stations that have been put up and are being put up across the country. But, you start thinking about that because I think they were gaining so much momentum between Tesla and Nissan and some companies like that. That's got to be a threat to the oil producing companies as much oil and gas as especially our country uses. So, it's interesting. We'll have to track that, Kenny, because, I got a huge tax incentive for getting that car. And you sort of have to ask yourself, if oil prices stay like this for a while, are those tax incentives going to be as readily available? So
I think they will. I think Eric, I think that the electric cars are going to become more and more they're going to be more available, more accessible, less expensive, and they're going to have they're going to figure out how to charge the charging stations and portable. If somebody gets a bad battery, you're going to have somebody from AAA come with a battery charger and give you a super boost to get to the charging stations. But Hyundai has a live event. They're going to be in Detroit. I think it's Monday, January 12th, and they're going to show their new line of electric cars. And I'll tell you what, so you're seeing all the big car manufacturers working hard. Mercedes too came out with another line of hybrid cars that are going to be compete with Tesla and everybody. So it's moving real fast in that direction.
I guess once they get tooled up for it, Kenny, it's kind of hard for them to start the machine. So wouldn't this be odd if the auto companies are now lobbying for higher gas prices too? So, but hey, speaking about predictions, Kenny, we can talk about predictions all day long, but our next post comes from Jim Sinopoli. He is one super, super smart guy. He's making predictions for buildings in 2015. And I thought that was just an awesome, awesome post. What are your thoughts on some of the stuff that Jim talks about?
Well, just to reiterate, he's one of the most intelligent, articulate people in our business. And I'll tell you what, every time he puts out something, I read it because he's on the cutting edge. This post was about that over the last few years, companies have developed and demonstrated driverless car technology like Google, Audi, BMW, and dozens of other companies are messing around with this decision and driving strategy and logic, where it can recognize traffic sign recognition, pedestrian spotting, lane departure warnings, et cetera, et cetera. But his analogy was that he said that this is going to be a driverless building. So you're going to say that you're going to see the day. One of his predictions is that the building automation could come up with like its own version of driverless technology that really and truly works as efficiently as all this data can let it. You know, so he's talking about the astute facility managers, departments that deploy various analytic software applications for their control systems, HVAC systems, and he goes down into the level where he explains it. It makes a lot of sense, and I agree with him. I think that's a very good prediction. I think we're going to see building automation keep rising to higher levels of efficiency because we're going to get smart down to that sensor. We're having intelligence down to a sensor. Every actuator, everything's going to be able to say, "Hey, I'm not working properly," or when some sort of a self-diagnostic and then generate an alarm or alert, and that'll go into a bigger system that'll aggregate that information, dispatch work orders, prevent maintenance failures, and then he goes into a couple other predictions. One was the Bluetooth beaconing.
That's pretty cool. The Bluetooth beacons, Kenny. That's awesome. For people who saw the movie, it was Tom Cruise was in it a couple of years back, maybe 4 or 5 now. I forget the name of it. He was like a cop or whatever, but he walks into a mall and all the screens are going, "Welcome back. Would you like this or would you like that?" So it's the Bluetooth beacons are going to allow people to know where you are and for retailers to know what you like so they can make you special offers once they know the proximity you're in. And Kenny, I really see this happening. My wife for Christmas gave me these little tiles that are like that, and she put them like in my wallet and all that so I can find out where I am. Of course, I realized when I did that now she knows where I am. So if you and I go back to London or Paris, we'll have to be a little bit careful because she'll know you're at the Crazy Horse Saloon or something like that. But the Bluetooth beacons, Kenny, I think is really a very, very fascinating concept. And, another interesting way to use data. And I want to go off on a little bit of a segue, Kenny, because I was hearing about how the casinos are using big data now on slot machines all these psychologists and all have sort of studied. So nobody likes it when they lose. So they don't like the all or nothing. So they've reconfigured the slot machines in such a way now, Kenny, that they know, I guess you get a card you put in there now, so they know who you are. So you can go from slot machine to slot machine. But the deal is now, instead of like you have one big payout, they'll have you go where you win, you lose $1, but you win 70 cents. And the next time maybe, you lose $1 and you win 80 cents. So overall, the casino wins. But what they've figured out is that they've, by doing it that way, people will gamble longer at the slot machine. Slot machines have become apparently the most profitable of all the things in the casinos. Now, here's what's interesting, Kenny. They can also take that data and they know, for example, when your frustration point is. Over time, they'll figure out, okay, when he loses, they can't change the odds that much because, there's odds about it. But they have what they call a good luck ambassador, okay? So, I mean, obviously, they're doing this now, which is fascinating to me. So you start to lose, you're about to go away from your machine or whatever. They know. So a cocktail waitress comes over, gives you a drink, a good luck ambassador, if you will, or maybe they come out and give you a coupon or something like that for another machine. But by using data that way, and this gets into the proximity and the Bluetooth beacons and all, it's just a different way to do it. The slot machines have become the most profitable of all devices. So two takeaways from that. One is you can't play all or nothing. This sort of gets into our collaboration competition theme that we've been tracking, Kenny. So everybody's got to win a little bit. Everybody loses a little bit. If you can win more than you lose, people stay in the game longer. And I think that's the key piece, obviously, in Vegas, but I think in the key piece in our industry, too. And then the second thing is using data to bring a good luck ambassador along if you can to step in just at the right time. And Kenny, it's just fascinating to me because when, you know, Jim Sinopoli, I think, is right on it with this. I think when you take the Bluetooth beacons and start tracking that data, I mean, we are, the psychologists I were listening to that were talking, psychiatrists that I was listening to debate this, I mean, it is a science. I mean, the advertisers and people like that are taking that data and they are just getting so dialed into your psyche that they know if Ken Smyers sits down at a slot machine, once he loses X period of time, he has a 95% tendency to get up and move unless some hot waitress comes by and gives him a drink, and then he'll probably gamble for another hour and a half. It's down to that level. So fascinating stuff.
Well, yeah, and then I think, too, that on another thought wave or thought concept is that the beacon inside of buildings now can be tied into the first response, the rescue situations. They're going to know where people are at for locating location purposes. They're going to know how many people went in the building, how many people went out, and in an emergency, how many are still left in there and where they're located. So Jim's making a case here in about the middle of this article that every time we're going to have a renovation of a building or design of a new building, the Bluetooth beacon is going to be part of this life safety event for locating people during safety and security purposes, for safety and security purposes. And the FCC is looking at, you know, using this as almost another way, a construct within the building. So if you have a new building, you're going to have to do it because there's going to be agencies relying on that information. So, and then he says about the smartphones, every single smartphone now has a Bluetooth low energy built into it, and it's $20, so that the cost is going down. So it's definitely going to hit an economy of scale. And then the last thing Jim brings up is the resurgence of power over the internet. And he talks a little historically how it comes out of the private branch exchange from the phone companies, started a concept way back when, and it was in favor for a while, and then it kind of like reached a point and then lost its development and its acceptance. But then Cisco came out with a 60-watt universal PoE technology that's driving the the virtual desktop infrastructure, which is kind of neat. And I know we use PoE for our cameras now, our surveillance cameras, and that is a cool concept. So Jim Sinopoli is definitely a visionary, and it's a great article. It's a great post. Please visit Control Trends. Use that link to read Jim Sinopoli's Smart Building Predictions for 2015.
Yeah, make sure also to visit Jim's website, smart.com. Buildings.com. Great information on there, Kenny. I tell you, he's one of the greats in our industry. We're hoping we get him to show up at the Control Trends Awards this year, maybe present an award to some lucky recipient. So good stuff there, Kenny. All right, Kenny, so one of the most popular games played is Where's Waldo? Well, in our industry, it's a little bit different version of that. It's Where is Mike Marston? Because Mike is, along with Roger Ebenek and some of the others, the hardest working man in show business. So the question becomes, where's Mike Marston this week? And I tell you what, Kenny, let's just bring Mike on and we'll find out right now. Mike, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Eric. I guess you're really looking forward to 2015. I'm today in Cambodia. As you know, EZIO is, I guess people think we're trying to conquer the world, but we're just searching for opportunities and good partners. Cambodia is definitely a place that's got pretty terrible history, actually, but it's picking itself up. It's rebuilding, a lot of investment. Now we've got high-rise buildings, a lot of automation, fantastic telecommunications.
How is business going for you? So how was business 2014? How's it looking for 2015?
How is EZIO doing up to 2015? We're doing great. Growth is amazing. The product is fantastic. That's what people are telling me anyway. And we also had a record Tritium year as well. So there's no truth in the fact that people seem to think that we're trying to be a Jace, because we're not. We sell more Jaces because of FGs. So we're able to tackle the whole market. But anyway, here we are in sunny Cambodia, not so far from Thailand and Vietnam. Tomorrow I go to Vietnam. We've got some major government projects going on there, using Tritium and using FGs and the whole arsenal of solutions. Seeing huge growth in US, Europe, now moving into South America, great OEM business, a lot of Aon work going on, doing a lot of Marriott's, pretty much everything. You know, it's just, this industry is something we should be proud of.
All right, Mike, as you know, the Control Trends Awards are coming up, so thank you very much for your sponsorship again. We really appreciate you, and you guys are up for several awards again this year. The insiders want to know, do you expect to win again, and is the Beast up for another victory this year?
We're up for a few awards this year. I'm hoping you vote for us. Obviously, we need to deserve that, and last 2 years, we've done very well. This year, there's myself, there's Lim, there's Gordon Chen. We're all up for awards, and the company itself is up for awards. You know, just being there is winning. We've already won. You've already won.
Mike, thank you so much for your support. Let me ask you, what makes the CTAs so important to EZIO? And you've always said positive stuff about the industry. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Control Trends. Well, what can I say? Eric, Ken, you've done an amazing job. You've now got everybody supporting this. This is something that's now unstoppable. But Control Trends has been great for us. We'll continue to support it forever, I hope. And I don't see any reason why not. I think Eric and Ken have done an amazing job. I really enjoy the weekly podcast, and I'm always telling our customers to make sure that they also listen to them. I think CTA Awards is really good for this industry. Why? Because I think we need to promote ourselves more. I think we need to blow our trumpet a little bit and just tell the world that what we do for buildings is truly incredible. And there's nothing harder than controlling a building. It looks easy, but it's not. Everything looks simple, but if it's not properly installed, properly maintained, properly managed with expectations, all set properly, it can be a real challenge. And we've, you know, as you know, we've got a project business in Malaysia. It's the only place we actually do projects, but we're just doing some huge projects, multi-million dollar projects, the money in casinos and things like that. And, you know, being able to promote the brand and the industry to IT people and to large corporate customers like the casinos or government or, you know, whatever, or large corporate, we need to tell people who we are, what we do, what value we add. And I think CTA is really the first attempt to do that. And I admire what you've done. I admire what we're doing also with the online automation magazines and some of the industry groups. There's so many good things going on, but people don't always know about it. So please keep up the good work and keep supporting our industry and try and get, it will help us to get what we're truly worth, what I believe our people are worth.
So Mike, good stuff. Tell us about what you have planned for 2015. What are some of the new products EZIO is going to introduce?
New products, yes. In 2015, we've got some really nice new stuff coming out. We're doing more stuff on BACnet, more on VTL, more on cloud services, more about, we see our role as being that building brick kind of from the edge of the infrastructure to the enterprise. So we see ourselves having a very strong, standalone, cost-effective edge solution that can get data up to the big data. We're really looking forward to Niagara 4. We love what Tridium are doing. We're very close with them. We just had an enormous year with Tridium. This year, we're looking at another 20% growth with Tridium and Niagara 4. Looking forward to their analytics. Looking forward to continuing working with Sky Foundry and some of the other companies out there. We've got a lot of friends that we like to work with. And I think our edge device is really unique that it gets into that small space, but more than just being a thermostat or being a, you know, some Wi-Fi connectivity, they've all got their place, but something still needs to pull all that together, you know, at that kind of, you know, certainly under $1,000 mark, complete with everything, complete with free tools and free drivers. You know, I mean, I don't like the word free, but our business model is to sell boxes. Some people might think we're dumb doing that, but that is our business model. It works. We make money selling boxes. I would love to have annual licenses and, you know, all those other value-added models, but I'm going to leave that to other people who are better at it than us. What we want to do is make sure the infrastructure gets built, that those EZIO devices get into those small buildings, where we can deal with, you know, BACnet devices, Modbus devices. We've got wireless solutions for an ocean and ZigBee. We've got VAV solutions. I mean, you know, EZIO is not small. EZIO is really rocking. We've got training happening all around the world. Every other week, there's training going on. We've got Train the Trainer. It's phenomenal. And every day I wake up and I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you to all my friends and my family. Thank you to my business associates and staff. We're having so much fun. And I get to see some really beautiful places in the world. And next stop after Chicago is back to India again to see all our friends in India. And now, as we've talked about on Control Trends, that is really booming.
So, Mike, Kenny and I are still just so blown away by the Worldwide Conference in Madrid. It was awesome. We had such a great time. Rumor has it that you're going to make this an annual event, and Paris is the site of next year's Worldwide EZIO Conference. Can you confirm or deny that rumor?
And we look forward to seeing you in Paris in September for another worldwide event. That is now an annual event, not every 2 years, it's going to be every 1 year. We just feel it's too important not to get everybody together once a year, have some fun and really get into some technology, getting some really interesting automation and building solutions.
Have it Mad Mike Marston. You can see him at the 2014 Control Trends Awards in Chicago. Mad Mike, thanks for taking a few minutes to stop by and see us.
Thanks, Mike.
See you all in Chicago. Let's have a great time. Let's have a good party afterwards. I think the drinks are on Eric and Ken, or maybe us if we win. So you better vote for us. Okay, see you there.
What do we have up next, buddy?
All right, next up we had a message from Barry Gordon. ACI releases new products for 2015. ACI is always on the cutting edge of new peripheral products that our customers, that we sell, because they're just solution-oriented. And I mean, these three products were a CO2 monitor, sensor monitor, that gives you many options. You can tie in temperature now. You can tie in humidity, and it's all in one device. Let's see what else we have there from Barry. We got...
Well, Kenny, while you're looking for that, I tell you what, that's going to be quite a competition this year with the best peripheral vendor of the year, because as you know, functional devices is strong. We got several other contemporary controls is in that hunt, and then of course you got ACI, which is just a fantastic company. Kenny, those guys just do a fantastic job. We've had them on the show before, out of Wisconsin, good American company. They win a lot of awards, Kenny, for just the type of company they are and the type of people that they foster and grow. So,
well, they really do. And I'll tell you what, just to complete that peripheral product of the year, you've got Varis Industries, you've got Delta, IntelliZone Network Sensor, Contemporary Controls, like you said, Functional Devices, ACI, and Plugit. Plugit's a pretty neat device too.
Oh, I think so, Kenny. That's our friend Scott Dite. For those of us who've been in the industry for a while, I know Scott was on the distribution side for many years at Industrial Controls. He went to work for a big systems integrator in New York City, and now is with Plugit. And that is such a cool product, Kenny. Hoping we get Scott on the show sometime to talk about that, preferably before the voting. Scott came on there as sponsor of the Control Trends Awards, so you'll be able to see Scott and his team at the 2014 Control Trends Awards in Chicago. But really cool product, Kenny. I mean, you're actually able to get down and control very easily plug-level loads, which is sort of the next frontier, which has actually arrived in terms of energy savings strategies.
Right. The other two products that Barry introduced was the ACI WPR wet differential pressure transducer, and this is a nice wall-mounted wet. There's some out there that they give you the two ports and a manifold if you want it, but this concept here is you mount it and it gives you probes that you can down 10 feet or 20 feet and plug into both sides of your system that you're monitoring. Very clever and very, very reasonably priced. We've used several of them, and they're very, I can attest to the quality, great products. And then the Power Scout. ACI, in case people don't know, they bought the company that used to make all the transducers, ACT. They also do wireless. They bought, they have Mesh 900. They bought the old, TransData, or what it was, a wire company. But anyway, they bought the wire company. Now they've got a PowerScout, which is a power meter. So ACI is not resting on their laurels and their past victories. They're coming out with more products, new products, and they're making themselves more essential to the building envelope and the building operators, the building integrators, the service people. So well done, ACI.
Well done, ACI. What do we have up next, Kenny?
Okay, next up was Rob Allen breaks down 2014 Control Trends Awards finalist, Blue Ridge Technologies. I'll tell you, Blue Ridge Technologies is another just they're really good at something specific, and that's why they're able to offer. They specialize in unified lighting control, and unified lighting control completes the BAS incorporating lighting HVAC controls on the same network. This network consolidation eliminates surplus hardware required for standalone and gateway lighting control, and as a result, installation and maintenance costs decrease while simple and complete building control increases, thus yielding greater energy savings. So you know Blue Ridge Technology from your neck of the woods, aren't they?
They are. They're right up the street from us, Kenny. They do a great job. They've been in our place several times. As a matter of fact, we did a renovation of our place, and we have a bunch of different DDC products in there. We kind of like a laboratory, but Blue Ridge is controlling most of our lighting. Great product. They're a smaller company, very nimble. Bill Duckelberger, the president there, is a super good guy, Kenny. We're trying to get him on the show sometime in the near future. They will be, obviously, they came on as a sponsor for the Control Trends Awards Friday, and these guys are going to be at the Control Trends Awards. They're going to be at AHR as well. Definitely check that technology out, because I tell you, there's such great lighting technology that integrates right into your building automation system. Obviously, Blue Ridge is a great choice. Wattstopper Legrand is another one. They're up for an awards. And then our friend Mike Salvador Dali out of Controls Concepts, I think, out of England, that we visited, and he is the Dali man. So that's a whole different way of approaching lighting control, and it's going to be very interesting to see what the worldwide control trends community deems the best lighting solution for 2014.
Well, and that's a good point, Eric. And I'll tell you what, it's interesting how the Control Trends, one of the concepts that you believed in strongly was that take the time to get to know each category and each representative in the category, which I did, because I'd never, in the lighting integration provider solution of the year, we had Schneider Electric, their D5X, Wattstopper Digital Lighting Management, Delta DLS, Blue Ridge Technologies, Honeywell Lighting Striker, and Control Network Solutions, Elite Dali TM. I was familiar with Wattstopper, of course, the DLM, we've sold that. Of course, I was familiar with Honeywell Lighting Striker. You introduced me to Blue Ridge Technologies. I met Mike Welch, and so I know about Control Network Solutions and the Dali, how it's difficult in America. The North American market hasn't fully accepted Dali, but he thinks that those barriers of entry have been reduced and that Dali is going to be a big opportunity for systems integrators in America. But welcome to Schneider Electric D5X and Delta, which I don't know much about.
Yeah, I don't either, but we'd love to get somebody from Schneider or Delta on to educate our Control Trends community. If you've got a control solution or something that has to do with controls that can educate our community, we'll post it, we'll video it, we'll interview you, we'll get whatever we need to do to get it up so that you can get out to the worldwide Control Trends community, Kenny, which is growing every week. I think I mentioned last week we've doubled our viewership over this time last year, and it's growing exponentially. So thank you so much to the people that come to Control Trends and visit the page and help make it great. But we really want to open it up in 2015. So don't be shy. If you've got a product, reach out to Kenny and I. We've got a Gmail address, controltrends, all one word, @gmail.com, which we get around to checking about once a week, because Kenny's got 10,000 emails. I got 20,000 emails, and we don't always get there. I know a lot of people reach out to us, Kenny, through LinkedIn. And mm-hmm. I'll apologize in advance for that. I check that about every 2 weeks. I just, if I stayed up with my email, Kenny, that's all I do. So, but definitely reach out to us. We'd love to get you on the show. And the awards are going to be very exciting, Kenny. Tell us, tell us about our next post.
Well, I think that this is a cool post. It's always nice to see creativity and artistic notions. And this is the Siemens Gets Ready for the 2014 Control Trends Awards. And I'll tell you, it takes a little bit of the Chicago flavor, those fedoras. That's all it took, was just to see, you know, the old memories back to the Al Capone days or whatever, not that we're going in that direction with it. But this gentleman here is from Chicago, Joshua Felperin from Siemens. is really proud of what he does at Seamus. So you talk about a guy that has passion, loves selling product, knows his product, and helps us sell his products. Tell us about Joshua and the interview you did with him at the Stromquist facility.
Well, yeah, Josh, it was great. You're right. Josh is a very, very passionate individual, young guy. He, you know, as a matter of fact, he's probably young enough to be a young gun. But Josh has been with Seamus for a while. He's up in the Northeast, and he got expanded into our territory, thank goodness, because Josh is a fantastic rep. He works with us. He very passionate at Seamus. We talk a lot about their products, their entries into the 2014 Control Trends Awards. Josh will sort of break those down for you. The variable frequency drive is one of the strongest candidates he believes that they have. And Josh is just a very innovative guy, Kenny. He was the guy that set the thing up with us with the local power company here. And they came in, we brought our contractors, and we found out that we could get $50 per horsepower on a VFD in terms of a rebate. Plus, it looks like we can get an extra $50 for ourselves too. But that was all Josh is doing. He's a very innovative guy. And as you know, you guys handle Seamus, we do as well. So we're wishing those guys very, very good luck. But yeah, Josh is a very, very cool guy. It was great getting to interview him. And if you check it out, if you like Seamus, be sure to vote. The voting ends January 15th.
And just to reiterate that, the BT300 VFD is also nominated for VFD of the year. And the PIC V-Valve, and what's nice about what Josh does is he articulates very clearly why that's so special. It's three products in one, and it's unique. So whenever you're trying to maximize your savings and maximize your energy efficiency, the Seamus pressure-independent control valve really and truly delivers. So well done, Seamus.
Well, it does. And, of course, we want to thank Seamus. Seamus is a platinum sponsor for the first time this year. And I tell you what, Kenny, is you know, getting back to the Control Trends Awards, which is going to be phenomenal. You know, it's expensive. It's a lot of work. So a special thanks to all our sponsors. And we encourage you, if you go to Control Trends, check our sponsors out. Because I tell you, Kenny, without them being willing to invest in the Control Trends Awards, it wouldn't happen. So a special thanks to all our sponsors and Seamus for coming on as a platinum sponsor this year.
Indeed. And speaking of platinum sponsors, we come to Honeywell Webs AX. Honeywell Webs AX is in the hunt for the 2014 Building Automation Control System of the Year. A little bit about the Honeywell Webs AX. It offers a smart solution for your intelligent building applications. The Webs AX connects buildings with maximum efficiency, reduces maintenance costs with centralized control, and offers a great scalable solution that lets you take immediate control of your HVAC, starting with thermostats, and then you can make them networkable thermostats. You can integrate that into your building management system, but you can also do isolated areas with indoor IAQ control. You can also do lighting, and then at some point in time, integrate those all the subsystems into one centralized workstation and include your access and video integration as well.
So there you have it, another week of Control Talk Now, your Smart Buildings podcast, and now videocast as well. A special thanks to our sponsors this week, Neptronics and EZIO. Remember that voting ends on the 15th, so if you haven't voted for the 2014 Control Trends Awards, vote. Okay, and a special thanks to our guest, Mad Mike Marston from EZIO, live from Cambodia. If you want to play the game, Where's Mad Mike? Just let us know, because he'll be to a different country every week. But we appreciate Mike, and we appreciate EZIO's sponsorship. So with that, have a great week, and remember, stay in control.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers.